Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. Start another week. Wow, we're coming out of Passover, coming out of unleavened bread, first fruits, and now we're moving in to the promised inheritance. Today, I have a prophetic word about how the Lord's going to release hornets against our enemy. Time to fight.
Come and confound the enemy. Rise up, my King and Deliverer. Rise up. Rise up, O God of the angel armies. Come and confound the enemy. Rise up, my King and Deliverer. Rise up, Kuma Adonai, Kuma Adonai.
And that's our prayer right now, right? In Proverbs, it talks about the horse is made for battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. And he is our warrior, and we're asking him to rise up right now. Well, welcome. It's the 29th day of April. 2024, we're almost through this month, and we're moving forward because we're coming out of Passover. As we shared Sunday and I shared last Thursday on the podcast, we're counting the Omer. The offerings are coming in from the Lord, and he's releasing, he's not giving offerings, but we're giving offerings, and he's releasing the blessing as we sow unto him. If you've been part of our ministry or following it and you'd like to participate, are you participating with the first fruit offering? We do it once a year. We ask the Lord to show you what you should sow into it, and we take this offering, and we wave it before the Lord. We count it till Pentecost, and then we believe for your harvest to be full all year long. That's our prayer. That's our cry for everybody that's on this podcast, but everybody that's following us. That's the passion we have for those who want to sow into that. Look, if your church is doing a first fruit offering, go there. I'm not telling you to sow anything outside your own ministry. But if you feel led to be a part of this, you can do that. We're going to pray over everybody's first fruit offering. We're asking God to give you numbers and what you should sow. And we put this in what we call an apostolic fund, and we use this for our travels and our ministry around the world. You know, we're birthing an Asian ministry. So that's part of that, and as well as blessing Israel. We sow to Israel first. We have numerous ministries we sow into Israel with. We actually buy Israeli bonds. We haven't bought in a while. We just invested in them. We're waiting for them to mature. What we do, if you want to know this, I'm trying to give you a little insight here. What we do with that, when we do get interest payments from Israeli bonds we buy, we take that interest money and we put it right back into Israel. We don't keep any of it. We sow it right back. So when you sow into Christian Center Shreveport, you're sowing into Israel all the time. Okay. Now, Sunday during the service yesterday, if you were watching, I did a about how to heal your family tree through first fruits principle. Not just giving. I'm talking about the principle of first fruits, giving your first, your best to the Lord with your life as well as your finances, but every part of your being. There's a blessing that comes on your family. And while we were in worship, the Lord just began to speak to me. We had a word about recovery and different things that the Lord was going to do. But then all of a sudden, I saw these hornets go out. And I began to see them drive away our enemy that is possessing what belongs to us. When we had a word of tongue, we had a tongue spoke, and then we prophesied, we interpreted it. The Lord said that what has been our rubble in the past will be our building structure for the future. You know, when a burnt stone gets burned, you can still use it. It doesn't matter. When Zerubbabel was sitting on the ashes of the rubble of the wall of Jerusalem, the Lord said to rebuild, say grace, grace to it. He was going to take those stones that had been torn down and put them back up. That's what the Lord's saying. Anything that you have from the past that had been destroyed by the enemy, the invasion of the enemy, taking territory from you, he just left it in rubble. Guess what? You're going to take that rubble and make an open display of the enemy and rebuild the breaches, rebuild the things that God has told you to rebuild. Okay, so that's the word we had. and then the hornets being sent out against our enemy. Because why? The enemy many times is possessing what has been promised to us. I've done some teaching on that recently, so you've probably heard me say some of that. But you've got to understand, the enemy loves to possess what belongs to his, to God's children. He wants to mock. Didn't Goliath do that? He was in Gath. I mean, he's in the area where Elah, where you've been. Some of us have been on our trips to Israel. He's in the land that's been promised to Israel, and he's mocking them and saying, we owned your territory. The Philistines did. And it wasn't until David came along that somebody says, you know, we're going to send not a hornet against you, a stone against you. But then what happens is once the stone takes out the stronghold, the giant, then there's a rout on. And that's what I'm seeing with this hornet thing, is that the Lord's going to release these hornets against our enemy, and then we're going to have a victory. Now, where is that in Scripture? It's found in several places, but in Exodus 23, verse 28, he said, I will send hornets ahead of you. Okay, I don't want to go to the full Scripture yet, because I want to read it in context of what it's talking about, because we also see this in Joshua 24, 12, and we find the two kings of the Amorites were actually driven out of the land by these hornets, so that the Israelites are not obligated to use either sword or bow in the conquest. Now, do you get that? The horse is made for battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. In other words, men wants to fight in the natural, and we have the weapons of war in the natural. We have the things that we do, prayer, whatever we're doing. But the fact is, the victory belongs to the Lord, and that's what the Lord is trying to speak to me. Don't you want to go into battle without a bow, have to use your sword or your bow to conquest what the enemy has? And just watch the Lord drive your enemy away from you. That's what I believe. That's what I saw. I'm just going to tell you what I saw in this moment. You just partner with me in this. So let's go to this passage. I think I can finish today. But I actually saw this angel once that's listed here in an encounter. I was thinking of South Africa, and the Lord began to speak to me about this. And it says in verse 22, verse 20, he said, behold, I'm going to send an angel before you to guard you along the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Not only prepared, but also prophesied. So I want you to know this. The Lord is willing to go before you to do this. Be on your guard before him and obey his voice. Do not be rebellious toward him, for he will not pardon your transgression, since my name is in him. So here's the thing. Obedience is critical when the Lord goes before you. If he sends his messengers, if he sends his angel right here like this, just obey. I've had angels, you've heard me tell my testimonies. I've had angels tell me after they gave me a message, they said, now just say exactly what I said. And I remember when the Winds of Change angel told me that in Ukraine, it terrified me. It happened to me also in Bulgaria one time. I was in a city called Plovdiv. And this angel, the Winds of Change, came to me and said, you just say what I'm telling you to say. Because that's a warning to you that he's not pardoning your transgression. And while we know the Lord is the one that pardons, right? It's not an angel. But it says because his name is in him. In other words, the character of the Father is in the angel. So therefore, the Father is there. In a sense, the authority of the Lord's there. And if you're asking the Lord to drive out your enemy and you're in transgression, you're in sin, you know, transgression is a willful sin. Iniquity is an unknown sin sometimes. It's a bent toward a behavior pattern, and you don't always know you're doing it. So a transgression is you know you're not supposed to do it, and you do it anyway, okay? If you truly obey his voice and do not do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Man, that's a good word, isn't it? Look, we have a lot of enemies right now. We have enemies in our nations. We have enemies around us trying to steal everything we're trying to build right now. It looks dark at many times, in many places, at many times. But I want you to know this. This is where the Lord is saying. And this visitation, as I'm recording this right now, I feel the presence of, I hate when people do this sometimes. I'm not trying to make you feel something. I'm feeling it because the Lord has fire on this word. And I feel angelic realm. There's a time when you grow in the spirit realm, when you can discern good and evil. And I have the fear of the Lord, because when the angel of the Lord comes, the fear comes with it, because he's there. And I'm fearing that I don't want to miss what he's asked us to do. And I want you to hear this word right now. The Lord is going to be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. You know what that tells you? To stop fighting in the flesh by bow or sword, right? In the flesh. Don't fight this thing. Let the Lord be your victor. Now, he'll actually tell you things to do, tell you things to say, tell you things to prophesy, tell you things to decree. That's part of your responsibility. Endurance and patience are part of it. But the fact is, he is your champion. He's the dread champion that wants to take out your enemy. Whatever it is, if it's poverty, if it's sickness, if it's doubt, unbelief, whatever, bitterness, anger, whatever your enemy is, the Lord is your victor. He says, my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will completely destroy them. We could actually, if we want to do symbolism, we could sit there and break down every one of those ites and talk to you about what they represent. The Canaanites obviously represented an enemy that held the land that belonged to the Lord, right? Of course, all of them were living there, but the Canaanites were the first ones they ran across at Jericho, right? So what happens there is the Canaanites are your enemy in the natural, but the Lord says, I'm their enemy in the spirit. And we shared Sunday about Rahab was Canaanite. In the midst of destruction, she finds the Lord and becomes part of the lineage of Christ. That's the beauty of when the Lord comes and invades a territory. You understand, when your cities and your nations are being controlled by a spirit of Antichrist, the people are hard, they're hardened. It's hard for them because they don't have righteousness in their midst. So when the Lord starts taking territory, light starts coming in, the blindness of the people gets lifted, and they have a chance to come into salvation. And we look as, well, they shouldn't be invading that land. They shouldn't, what? You understand, that's how the natural thinks, but the Lord has a greater plan. That's when Joshua saw that angel and he said, are you for me or against me? We're going into battle. And the Lord said, neither. The angel said, neither. I'm for the Lord. And we got to understand, in wars, natural and spiritual, the Lord is the one who decides who's on whose side. And you never know that. There are times I thought there were people on my side, only to find from the Lord that they were not. And so the Lord will be the one who decides that. And it says, he will go before you. And I want you to picture this. I'm not going to finish today. Well, I'm just going to try. We'll pick up here tomorrow. The Lord is going to go before you, and he's going to fight against your enemy. And you need to understand this. Jehoshaphat said it right in the 2 Chronicles 20. The battle belongs to the Lord. Let him go before you. Do your portion. What is your portion? Obviously, walking in righteousness. You know, when it talks about in Cornelius' time, he gave his alms. He cared for his household. He prayed for the Jews. He did everything he could do that he knew to do. He was a faithful man. And in the midst of it, an angel shows up and then tells him what to do. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Do what you know to do. And then when the Lord comes, you walk in that. You walk in that very place. Guard your heart. And so as we go in this battle, the Lord's going to send these hornets. And hornets are, if you don't know that term, if you're from another nation, you may call them something different in your land. But these things are big. They're about an inch long in our metric system, the way we measure. But I'm telling you, they chase their enemy. And if you ever have been around where a swarm of wasps or bees or hornets come after you, I'm telling you, you do one thing. You run. You swat. You're swinging your arms. I've been attacked by swarms of wasps before. I shook up their nest and got hit. But this is the thing. I couldn't get away fast enough. And you hear that? The enemy will not be able to get away fast enough when the Lord sends out these hornets against them. And we're in a moment where the Lord's going to fight for us. And I want you to take this word today. You stay out of the flesh. The angel of the Lord is with us right now. He wants to fight for us. I feel it in my spirit. I know what I'm hearing right now, and I want to pray for you in your place, where you live, whatever nation you're in, whatever situation you're in. Lord, I pray for everybody listening to this podcast, this word today, this prophetic word, that, Lord, you're sending hornets against our enemy. That, Lord, you're going to defeat our enemy without us having to use a bow or sword. That we're going to watch you overcome our enemy. And we're going to celebrate the victory in you, because the victory belongs to you. We fear you, God. Let us obey you in all that you ask us to do. Let us be obedient to everything you command us to do. We thank you for that today. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, join us tomorrow. We'll finish this word. Keep speaking what God's telling us right now. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport. Don't forget our website. Just add the .com to Christian Center Shreveport. Also our app. Don't forget, we're counting the Omer. We're receiving first fruit offerings. We're going to count them. Each time they come in, we're thanking the Lord, and we're going to be praying over them. So that by the time of Pentecost, we're going to see another harvest of everything that you've sown in this time. If you'd like to, go to our app. You can give there. There's a first fruit offering drop down. Just give there, or you can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.